You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And on the coast, in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach, at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. This episode of Respected Ladyland is dedicated to a former colleague of mine, Diana Ahrens, whom I met through KAOS, Olympia Community Radio, my very first radio station. Through Diana's example, I learned of the importance of using my platform to amplify the voices of others. She demonstrated how impactful community radio can be if you don't confine your imagination. Diana was among a handful of women in my early days of radio who made me believe in possibilities. They taught me the importance of standing up for your ideals in spite of the risk of consequences. Because if you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing. And that is not something we can accept in these times. Thank you, Diana, for the audacity of making big things happen in an unlikely setting. Now let's get rolling to Respected Ladyland.
Well, when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. When I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. When I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. I got a restless foot and a roving mind. I'm gonna leave this town behind. Leave my Sally so sweet and kind. Told her not to grieve after me. Well, when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. When I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. When I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. Well, the big road goes around the bend. There's a pot of gold at the other end. Sally says it'll never end. And I told her not to grieve after me. Well, when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. When I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. When I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. I am one of them traveling men, traveling since I don't know when. Here I come and then I'm gone again. And I told her not to grieve after me. Well, when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. When I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. When I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. Goodbye, Sally, my heart's delight. I'll be back when the moon is bright. And if you're gone, it'll serve me right. Told her not to grieve after me. Well, when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. When I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. When I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. I told her not to grieve after me. I told her not to grieve after me.
You have arrived in Respected Ladyland. I am DJ Action Slacks, your host and guide, as we explore underappreciated endeavors by women. We rolled into this episode of Respected Ladyland with the voice of British-based American folk singer Julie Felix from 1964. It's been my lifelong practice to seek solace, inspiration, and wisdom from the music of the past. Records are often a melodic letter from another era that can aid us in coping with challenges we experience in the present time. After all, history often repeats itself. I've spent the past 30 years culling through the music of the past to find songs to share with you that might be beneficial. Usually, the songs I find can be vaguely applied to current affairs, with a few details that might not exactly match up. But when I came across the songs of the spotlight artist for this episode, the songs were written in the 1940s through the early 1970s, and they seem to fit our time like a glove. If you didn't know better, you would think they're contemporary, addressing what is happening today. After an eventful and often dangerous 4 decades as an activist, Malvina Reynolds discovered the ultimate platform for her message. And that was music. In her mid-40s, she found her calling to be the composer of some of the most clever, biting social commentary songs of the folk music movement of the 40s through the 60s. A handful of her songs were embraced by various social justice movements, but it wasn't until she was in her 60s that she experienced the spotlight as a performer. This episode is also dedicated to all the women who feel that life has passed you by. It's never too late to make an impact, especially if we join forces. If perhaps we sing out together, we might be heard. Here is Malvina Reynolds kicking off the set.
I get butterflies in my stomach whenever I start to sing. And when I'm at a microphone, I shake like anything. But if you'll sing along with me, I'll holler right out loud. 'Cause I'm awfully nervous, lonesome, but I'm swell when I'm a crowd. Sing along. Sing along and just sing la 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 la. If you don't know the song, you'll quickly learn the music. You'll find yourself a word, 'cause when we sing together, we'll be heard. Oh, when I need a raise in pay and have to tell my boss, if I go see him by myself, I'm just a total loss. But if we go together, I'll do my part right pretty. 'Cause I'm awfully nervous, lonesome, but I make a good committee. Sing along, sing along. And just sing la 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 la. If you don't know the song, you'll quickly learn the music. You'll find yourself a word. 'Cause when we sing together, we'll be heard. My congressman's important. He hobnobs with big biz. He soon forgets the guys and gals that put him where he is. I'll just write him a letter that peace is what we need. With 100,000 signatures, why, even he can read. Sing along, sing along. And just sing la 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 la. If you don't know the song, you'll quickly learn the music. You'll find yourself a word. 'Cause when we sing together, we'll be heard. Oh, life is full of problems. The world's a funny place. I sometimes wonder why the hell I joined the human race. But when we work together, it all seems right and true. I'm an awful nothing by myself, but I'm okay with you. Sing along, sing along. And just sing la 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 la. If you don't know the song, you'll quickly learn the music. You'll find yourself a word. 'Cause when we sing together, we'll be heard.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they are all made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they all get put in boxes and they all come out the same. And their doctors and their lawyers and business executives, and they all are made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they all are put in boxes, and they all come out the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one.
one and a yellow one, and they all are made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, 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 ticky-tacky.
Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. Love is like a magic penny, hold it tight and you won't have any. And it's spending and you'll have so many, they'll roll all over the floor. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. Let's go dancing till the break of day, and if there's a piper we can pay. For love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. Money's dandy and we like to use it, but love is better if you don't refuse it. It's a treasure and you'll never lose it unless you lock up your door. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. They said don't play with fire, once burned, twice shy. But now I've played with fire, all I want to do is cry. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. You'll end up having more.
On Monday I think I'm a sinner, on Tuesday I think I'm a saint, on Wednesday I don't know what I am, but I know that a saint I ain't. Somewhere between the good and the evil, somewhere between the right and the wrong, somewhere between the kind and the mean, somewhere between is where I belong. On Monday I steal from a baby, on Tuesday I'd give you my shirt, on Wednesday I lie on my couch and moan, 'cause my conscience is doing me dirt. Somewhere between the good and the evil, somewhere between the right and the wrong, somewhere between the kind and the mean, somewhere between is where I belong. On Monday I rail at my kinfolk, on Tuesday I'm gentle and good, on Wednesday I wonder and count every blunder and wish that I knew where I stood. Somewhere between the good and the evil, somewhere between right and the wrong, somewhere between the kind and the mean, somewhere between is where I belong. If I could just peek at the record, I'd know if it's mucky or clean. I'd know if I'm destined for heaven or hell, or to float like a bird in between, somewhere between the good and the evil, somewhere between the right and the wrong, somewhere between the kind and the mean, somewhere between is where I belong.
You just heard Malvina Reynolds, accompanied by Eric Darling from 1960. You also heard Maya Muir from 1964 with Magic Penny. And another well-known song by Malvina Reynolds called Little Boxes, apparently featured as the theme for the television show Weeds, which I have not watched. The version you heard was by folk singer Leon Bibb, father of blues singer Eric Bibb. And that recording was from 1964, a commentary about post-war life in America, where the citizens were being conditioned to be consumers and unremarkable cogs in the machine. Good news! Radio is yours, because you're listening to X-Ray FM. On this episode of Respected Ladyland, we're listening to protest and social commentary tunes written by Malvina Reynolds, activist turned folk song poem composer. Malvina was born in the year 1900 and grew up mostly in the Bay Area and Long Beach, California, with her Russian and Hungarian Jewish immigrant parents, who were socialists during the 1930s. Their anti-racism activism earned the ire of the local KKK, who targeted the family one night, burning a cross on their lawn and then breaking into their home. In an attempted abduction, they assaulted the family, including young Malvina. It is presumed the KKK intended to lynch the family, but luckily this was thwarted by local police. But obviously, the traumatizing attack left its mark on young Malvina's psyche and worldview. Now, it would be understandable if Malvina would choose to be under the radar after experiencing such terror as a child. But instead, she dedicated her life to fighting for progressive ideals like racial justice, labor unions, environmentalism, anti-consumerism, feminism, free thought, nonconformity, anti-ageism, and anti-corruption. This next song is performed by Boston-based Afro-Puerto Rican folk musician Jackie Washington. It is an iconic anthem of the civil rights movement, written by Malvina in 1964. You're listening to the songs of Malvina Reynolds on Respected Ladyland.
It isn't nice to block the doorway. It isn't nice to fill the jail. There are nicer ways to do it, but the nice ways always fail. It isn't nice, it isn't nice. You told us once, you told us twice. But if that's freedom's price, we don't mind. No, 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 we don't mind. It isn't nice to dump the groceries or to sleep in on your floor. It isn't nice to sing, oh, freedom, in the hotel or the store. It isn't nice, it isn't nice. You told us once, you told us twice. But if that's freedom's price, we don't mind. No, 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 we don't mind. Yes, we tried negotiating, and we towed a picket line. But Mr. Charlie didn't see us, and I guess he might as well be blind. But when you deal with the men of ice, you can't always be so nice. But if that's freedom's price, we don't mind, we don't mind. No, 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 we don't mind. They kidnapped boys in Mississippi. They shot Medgar Evers down. Did you say it wasn't proper? Did you even make a frown? No, you were quiet just like mice. Still you say to us, we're not nice. Thank you, buddy, for your advice. But if that's freedom's price, we don't mind. No, 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 we don't mind. It isn't nice to block the doorway. It isn't nice to fill the jail. There are nicer ways to do it, but the nice ways always seem to fail. It isn't nice, it isn't nice. You told us once, you told us twice. But if that's freedom's price, we don't mind. No, 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 we don't mind. Turn around and you're two. Turn around and you're four. Turn around and you're a young girl going out of the door. Turn around, turn around, turn around and you're a young girl. My little one, little dirndells and petticoats, where have you gone? Turn around and you're tiny, turn around and you're grown, turn around and you're a young wife with babes of your own. Turn around, turn around, turn around, and you're a young wife with babes of your own. Where are you going, my little one, little one? Where are you going, my baby, my own?
I speak on behalf of the next generation, my sons and daughters, their children to come. What will you leave them for their recreation? Oil slick, a pylon, an industrial slum. Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once for eternity. You plunder and pillage, you tear and you tunnel. Trees lying toppled, roots finger the sky, pulling the land from machines and computers. In the name of progress, the farms have to die. Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once for eternity. Fish in the ocean, polluted and poisoned. The sand on the beaches, stinking and black. And you with your tankers, your banks and investments, say never worry, the birds will come back.
Leave them the flowers and grass and the hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, if given once for eternity. When the last flower has dropped its last petal, when the last concrete is finally laid, the moon will shine cold on a nightmarish landscape. You'll give to our children this world that you made. Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once for eternity. A gift given once for eternity, 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 eternity.
When you walk in the forest, let it be. There's a flower in the wood, let it be. There's a flower in the wood, and it's innocent and good. By the stone where it stands, let it be. Let it be, let it be. It's so lovely where it is, let it be. Though you want it for your own, if you take it from its place, it will not be what it was when you loved it where it stood in the wood. Let it be, let it be. It's so lovely where it is, let it be. It's a thoughtful child, innocent and wild, in the wood by the stone. Let it be, let her be, let her be. When you walk in the forest, let her be. You think that you love her, and you want to discover how she's made, so you take her apart and break her heart.
Malvina Reynolds from 1960 with her song Let It Be. Prior to that, you heard British vocalist Wally Whiten from 1969 with Malvina's song Leave Them a Flower. And Harry Belafonte from 1959 with his version of Turn Around. I think that his version popularized that Malvina Reynolds composition, became one of her most popular and covered tunes. I've been playing a couple of different intro versions in the background of Malvina's hit song, Morning Town Ride, which I think was originally popularized by the Seekers. I figure this upbeat tune can counter the heaviness of Malvina's message songs. Listening to X-Ray FM, Portland's unofficial favorite radio station. I am DJ Action Slacks, and you're listening to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project, highlighting the endeavors of women in the mid-century record industry. On this episode, we're taking a listen to the protest music of Malvina Reynolds. She launched her songwriting career in her late 40s. There aren't many records by Malvina from the first many years of her career. Being outspoken about progressive ideals in mid-century America often landed a performer on the Red Channel's blacklist. And that certainly happened to Malvina, but other people did record some of her songs, and in some cases, popularized them, including her friend Pete Seeger. This next song was inspired by Malvina's labor union organizer husband, who was so dedicated to his work, it resulted in him having a heart attack. Or at least that was the theory. Her song, Bury Me in My Overalls, was released as a single by the Gateway Singers in 1956, and here it is.
Bury me in my overalls, don't use my gabardines. Bury me in my overalls or in my beat-up jeans. Give my suit to Uncle Jake, he can wear it at my wake. And bury me in my overalls. Bury me in my overalls, don't use my gabardines. Bury me in my overalls or in my beat-up jeans. Undertaker will get my dough, the grave will get my bones, and what is left will have to go for one of those granite stones. This suit cost me 2 weeks' pay, so let it live another day and bury me in my overalls. The grave, it is a quiet place, there is no labor there, and I will rest more easy in the clothes I always wear. This suit was made for warmer climes, holidays and happy times. So bury me in my overalls. I gave a hand to clear the land and make the cities rise. I helped to bring the harvest in and lay the railroad ties. I boomed about from east to west, it's time I had a little rest. So bury me in my overalls. When I get to heaven where they tally work and sin, they'll open up those pearly gates and holler, come on in. A weary Joe like you we know has had his share of hell below, so come to glory in your overalls. Bury me in my overalls, don't use my gabardines. Bury me in my overalls or in my beat-up jeans.
They got the world in their pocket. Pocket, pocket, pocket. They got the world in their pocket. And they're up there in control. They got the world in their pocket. They can shake it, they can rock it. They can kick it for a goal. They got the world in their pocket. Their pockets got a hole. There's inflation and pollution. Everything's been bought on credit in this rotten institution. And they waste the gentle people, 'cause the system has no soul. They've got the world in their pocket. Got a hole. They got the world in their pocket. Pocket, pocket, pocket. They got the world in their pocket. And they're up there in the pocket. Whoa, whoa. They got the world in their pocket. They can shake it, they can rock it, they can kick it for a goal. If a million children die, why that's an old familiar story. And there's rage and there's rebellion and there's grief from pole to pole. They've got the world in their pocket, but their pocket's got a hole. They got the world in their pocket.
takes a war to keep them perking, and they have to bleed the world to keep their bloody system working. But the system's self-destructing while they play that gangster role. They've got the world in their pocket, but their pocket's got a hole. They got the world in their pocket. Pocket, pocket, pocket. They got the world in their pocket, and they're up there in control. Oh, oh. They got the world in their pocket, but their pockets got a
just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass is gone, the boy disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done? Just a little breeze out of the sky, the leaves nod their head as the breeze blows by. Just a little breeze with some smoke in its eye. What have they done to the rain? Just a little standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass is gone, the boy disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done?
The faucets are dripping in old New York City.
The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity.
The reservoir's drying because of supply.
The faucets that drip in New York.
You can't ask the landlord to put in a washer. He'd rather you'd move than to put in a washer. The faucets are dripping, they sound in my ears. The tap in the bathroom's been running for years. And the faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because they're supplying the faucets that drip in New York.
There's a wild streak of green in the sink in the kitchen. It comes from the rill trickling out of the plumbing. The streams from the mountain, the pools from the lee, all run from my faucet and down to the sea.
And the faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York.
You can't ask the landlord to put in a washer. You can't ask the landlord to mend the old stairs. He takes in the rents and he lives in Miami, where faucets don't drip and there's sun everywhere.
And the faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping and oh what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York.
The faucets are dripping, the landlord's content. With every new tenant, he raises the rent. The buildings can crumble, the tenants can cry. There's a shortage of housing, you'll live there or die.
And the faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York.
They're building some buildings and new Lincoln centers. It's sure working hell with the low-income renters. They're jammed into rooms with the rat and the fly, where the faucets all drip and the floors never dry.
And the faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping and oh what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York.
Everybody thinks my head's full of nothing, wants to put his special stuff in. Fill a space with candy wrappers, keep out sex and revolution, but there's no hole in my head. Too bad. Call me a dupe of this and the other. Call me a puppet on a string day. They don't know my head's full of me and that I am my own special thing and there's no hole in my head.
Too bad.
Lived since early childhood, figuring out what's going on. I know what hurts, I know what's easy, when to stand and when to run, and there's no hole in my head.
Too bad.
So please stop shouting in my ear, there's something I want to listen to. There's a kind of bird song up somewhere. There's feet walking the way I mean to go, and there's no hole in my head. Everybody thinks my head's full of nothing, wants to put his special stuff in. Fill a space with candy wrappers, keep out sex and revolution, but there's no hole in my head. Too bad.
Ah, that was a song about not being susceptible to propaganda, brainwashing, or indoctrination. Malvina Reynolds, with her own song, No Hole in My Head, from 1970. You also heard the Broadside Singers from 1964, with The Faucets Are Dripping, about absentee landlords. And The Searchers from Liverpool from 1965, with What Have They Done to the Rain? That's another of the more popular songs by Malvina Reynolds, covered by many, many people, and apparently about post-nuclear war. And finally, you heard a song called The World in Their Pocket from 1975. I think that's my favorite one on this episode because it's so fitting for these times. It's a song about the foibles of the ruling class feasting on the misfortunes of the working class, misfortunes caused by the whims of the ruling class. I am DJ Action Slacks, and I have no class. You're listening to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project, highlighting the underappreciated contributions of women in the mid-century record industry. And on this episode, we're taking a listen to the enduring protest music of songwriter Malvina Reynolds. This is X-Ray FM.
Do you think you've hit bottom? Do you think you've hit bottom? Oh no. There's a bottom below. Hit bottom. Do you think you've hit bottom? Oh no. There's a bottom below. Every once in a while you rise and go, but that's only so they can let you go. Do you think you've hit bottom? Do you think you've hit bottom? Oh no, there's a bottom below. You sit at the party and watch the fun. It don't touch you none, 'cause you're off and gone. Do you think you've hit bottom? Do you think you've hit bottom? Oh no, there's a bottom below. There's a nightmare kind where you fall and fall, and you wake to find you haven't been dreaming at all. Do you think you've hit bottom? Do you think you've hit bottom? Oh no, there's a bottom below. There's a low below the low, you know. You can't imagine how far you can go.
Seems very small. It's just a little ball of rock and sea and sand, no bigger than my hand. From way up here, the earth seems very small. They shouldn't fight at all down there upon that little sphere. Their time is short, a life is just a day. You'd think they'd find a way. You'd think they'd get along and fill their sunlit days with song. Just a ball, a precious little ball, so small, so beautiful and dear. Their time is short, a life is just a day. Must be some better way to use the time that runs among the distant suns. From way up here, the earth is just a ball, a precious little ball. So small, so beautiful and dear.
And she had a saying. People asked her how she did it. She said, a day at a time.
Well, I live through this day. How I live through this day. A day at a time, that's the way I live mine. And the days come and go, where they go I don't know, but I live through this day. How I live through this day I don't. The days slip away, and the fine and the great, as they come, so they come. Anyway, anyway, and I drop into bed. I don't think what's ahead, 'cause I'll just live it through. One more day.
Malvina Reynolds with the song I Lived Through This Day, for those of us whose strategy for survival is making it one day at a time. Pete Seeger was before that from 1964 with From Way Up Here, one of the many Malvina Reynolds songs he recorded. Thank you for escaping with me to Respected Ladyland. As always, I encourage you to research this topic for this episode on your own, because 1 hour is not enough time to cover such a long and admirable life of bravery lived by Malvina Reynolds. The bravery to tell the truth. The truth isn't always uplifting, but acknowledging it is the first step in changing the things that vex you. Thank you. generation was largely raised by the progressive ideals of folk singers. When I listen to the songs of Malvina Reynolds, they all sound like children's music because that's what children's music sounded like when I was growing up in the 70s. In fact, Malvina Reynolds released a couple of LPs of songs for kids, and she also made a few appearances on Sesame Street in the mid-1970s. This episode has been pretty heavy, so I thought I'd lighten things up on the way out with a track off of a Sesame Street LP called Bert and Ernie Sing Along. It features the voice of Bob McGrath singing one of Malvina's most popular songs in 1975. Hang in there. Stay tough. Promote the truth.
And so why don't you stay right down on the floor where you are, and we'll do this one, okay?
I'm staying in the top.
Rain whistle blowing makes a sleepy noise. Underneath their blankets go all the girls and boys. Rockin', rollin', ridin' out along the bay. All bound for morning town many miles away. Cookies at the engine, Maria rings the bell. Big Bird swings the lantern to show that all is well. Rockin', rollin', ridin' out along the bay. All bound for morning town many miles away. Maybe it is raining where our train will ride, but all the little travelers are warm and snug inside. Rockin', rollin', ridin' out along the bay. All bound for morning town many miles away. Somewhere there is sunshine, somewhere there is day, somewhere there is morning town many miles away. Rockin', rollin', ridin' out along the bay. All bound for morning town many miles away. All bound for morning town many miles away.
And sometimes I have things to complain about, but not always. I write love songs and fun songs. And it's because I care about people that I protest against their mistreatment. The mistreatment of the world, of the animals, and of the air. I write songs about these things.